Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I was talking to one of my producers today, Steve, and she said, I didn't know anything about this bomb. It wasn't in the papers. And I said, yeah, well, they don't normally advertise that they're going to drop a bomb on Afghanistan. But it is the sort of thing that you think, okay, if this is going to be the start of something big, if this is us going forward in some way, wow, I didn't know we were going to be doing that. They don't need to tell you or me that, but I didn't know we were going to be doing that.
Yeah, well, there's been talk of this bomb before.
I've heard of the bomb.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that we were going to begin a campaign in Afghanistan.
You know, we were talking in here and it was about, well, does the president approve everything? He's like, well, we have a lot of missions going on. Look, that's in Afghanistan. The government today said they mistakenly killed, I think it was 18 friendly fighters in Syria. There's limited action in Iraq. I mean, there is military action from the U.S. in several parts of the Middle East
right now. I'll feel better about all of this if you tell me that the president wasn't the decider on this, that this was a military campaign, that we thought we knew where these caves were and these tunnels, and we thought we had to eliminate them. And if Hillary Clinton was president or anybody was president, this was probably going to happen anyway. I will feel better about that if that's the case.
I wouldn't say that's the case. I will say that I'm sure that this that he wasn't going over the maps and picking spots, you know, that it was suggested by his military experts or recommended by his military experts. Well, I don't know that a different administration would do the same policy.
Well, maybe I'm not stating my point clearly then. I would prefer that they came to him and said, Mr. President, here's these caves and tunnels.
I'm sure that's...
We need to take them out. We need your approval to use this amazingly powerful bomb. And he said, if that's what you guys think you need to do, you go do it. I'm okay with that. I'm not okay with it going the other way.
You mean like with him with Google Maps in the Oval Office finding this spot?
Something like he says, you know what, we need to send a message to ISIS.
Okay.
Go get that big bomb, that one that we use a cargo plane and we push it out the back door. Go get that one and let's find a place and blow it up. And they'd say, okay, now we found a reasonable target, sir. I prefer it not be the way I just described.
So you're saying the bomb before the target.
I want the military to make the call and even them to be the initiator of this idea, not the president.
I can't answer that. I hope you're right. I mean, I hope that's the case.
Yeah. Okay. More about that in a few minutes. By the way, every now and then we, on my show, reach out to our old friend Thomas Jefferson, and we had him scheduled today, but maybe we'll keep this conversation a little shorter because of the news. Mr. Jefferson, are you there?
Citizen.
Good day. How are you, Thomas Jefferson? Happy birthday to you.
I'm feeling pretty old. You know, I was a vegetarian, and I took very good care of myself, but I was born in 1743, so I'm feeling elderly.
Yeah, well, I think for how old does that make you then today? 1743, you add all that up, a couple hundred and a half. You sound pretty good to me, sir.
Well, I took care of myself, so I kept my teeth until the end. I was one of the rare founding fathers who brushed his teeth, and I also had the equivalent of flossing my teeth. I used toothpicks. I was more hygienic and fastidious than most of the people who lived during my generation.
I called you just to say hi, wish you happy birthday, remind our listeners that since I'm on weekdays now, I have a Monday through Friday, Saturday home on WGN again, that we'll invite you on once in a while, and we're going to continue to do our stage conversations. I have two visits coming up with presidents this year. One will be in August. That'll be, I don't know if you know this guy, Teddy Roosevelt. And then in December, boy, this would be a great Christmas gift or something like that. We're going to do a Christmas time show with you in December.
I can only say a couple of things about that. I don't know who this Roosevelt is. I died in 1826. But, you know, you called to wish me happy birthday. I really kept my birthday very private. You know, people wanted to know because they wanted to have a national holiday or, you know, parades or people, well-wishers turning up at Monticello or at the White House. And I don't want to sound like a stickler, but I was very much private about these things, and I refused to divulge it, and I didn't celebrate my birthday. I regarded it as a merely arbitrary day in the calendar year. So I appreciate it, of course.
Well, you would hate your Facebook page today then.
Right.
Because everybody would just be saying happy birthday to you left and right.
We didn't do that in my time, and the, you know, the cult of celebrity, which has sprung up between my time and yours, is something that, I would have found not only a little distasteful personally, but not really very healthy for a Republican democracy like our own.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you don't want to make too much of, any person who happens to be the president of the United States. I happened to be the president for two terms between 1801 and 1809. George Washington was our first president. He's probably the only one that deserves that sort of celebration. And his birthday was well known in his lifetime. And there were days of celebration and fasting and prayer and pompous parades and so on surrounding it. I wanted to break with that when I became the third president.
Still, I want to get you something. I could overnight it. Any suggestions? What would be a good birthday present for Thomas Jefferson?
A telescope.
You want a telescope?
You send me a telescope.
Why do you want a telescope?
Well, you have an eclipse coming up in August. An eclipse is a very rare thing, a total eclipse of the sun. And I observed one in 1778 at Monticello, but I didn't have an accurate chronometer. You need a very good timepiece. And I didn't really ever have adequate telescope. So that would be a wonderful gift, and I hope all of you will take time on the 21st of August of this year in your time to go out and observe a total eclipse of the sun. It's one of those moments where you realize that the Creator was a genius, a kind of a clockmaker who produced a solar system that runs in highly accurate ways. And because of that, you can actually predict those moments when there's a lunar eclipse or a solar eclipse or when there's something called the transit of Venus. So I hope that would be a wonderful gift for you to send.
I was thinking about maybe a wine of the month. Thought you'd kind of like that.
That would be good. Bordeaux, please.
Yeah, or a jelly of the month. We could send you Lou Malnati's Pizza. They have a Chicago pack. You'd get the Chicago hot dogs, the Italian beef, and some of this Chicago deep dish pizza. I'll bet you'd like that.
Maybe a sampler of 10 or 12 of these, and then I could decide which one seems most appropriate.
Maybe I could get you some Cubs gear. We're celebrating the Chicago Cubs up here, and the Blackhawks are in the playoffs tonight, so we're really stoked about that. You want maybe a Blackhawks jersey or hat or something like that?
I'm maybe thinking a loan from a bank. You know, I died very deeply in debt, and in my time there was very little credit to be had. I could use a debt consolidation loan.
Yeah, they have these cards now that have value in them. I could send you a small piece of plastic embedded in it would be $50, $100, $1,000, and then you could use that at stores like cash. I'll bet that would come in handy.
I'd like $108,000, please. That's what my debt was at the time of my death. That would be about $9 million in your currency, but I would be very pleased for $108,000 on a card.
I don't know that they have those at Walgreens, but I'll see, and if they do, I'll... Steve Bertrand might kick in, and Elif's probably got 10 extra bucks. Hey, Steve, TJ needs $108,000 if you want to put up one of those jars in the newsroom or something.
A prepaid, you know?
Does he get the whole Kickstarter thing?
Oh, that's right.
We could put up a campaign. He's got quite a record to raise funds on.
Yeah, we could do a GoFundMe page for you, Mr. President, where people do you just say, hey, it would be Thomas Jefferson, third president of the United States, still in debt. Needs $9 million. Let's all help him out. He's the, you know, he wrote the Declaration of Independence.
Do that. That would seem selfish to me. But if you want to do a Kickstarter, the thing to do would be the University of Virginia. So I proposed it around 1816, and the legislature of Virginia was very unwilling to spend money on higher education, especially public higher education. And I had to work almost more strenuously than for any other project in my life to get that university funded, and I think a little Kickstarter campaign in my time would have been extremely valuable for an institution of that importance to the future of human liberty.
Well, they didn't have the internet then, so it'd be a little more difficult, but I think they could have publicly accrued funds for it somehow or another.
Well, we had to. It was very, very complex, and of course, my tastes, you know, I wanted Palladian, brick, a neoclassical lawn, and this was a little bit too much for the taxpayers of Virginia. So I almost had to use a form of trickery to sort of get the foot in the door on the University of Virginia and then slowly bring up, by shame often, the House of Delegates to fund it at its proper level.
Well, let's do this. It's 2:47. It's good to hear you. Happy birthday to you. We'll put some Lou Malnati's gift pack in the mail for you. And let's stay in touch between now and certainly December when you come back to the Chicago area. We talk on stage again.
I'll be looking for the telescope. I appreciate it.
Yeah, he wants a telescope too, right? I forgot about that. It's 2:47. That's the third president of your United States, TJ.